I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
So we're sitting in a pub, which is, this is...
Well, for you, it's, for me, it's extraordinary.
Why? Yeah, this is the Grandview Hotel in Fairfield.
Which is where you do...
We're on a comedy night. No, I live upstairs. Had a bad divorce, living upstairs. They do have people living up there.
Really? It is pretty sad.
It is. I don't think you're an absolute winning. Oh, there's some guys that like it up there, apparently.
It's, you know, low rent and come down, have a chamomile.
Have a chamomile. Some of them come down and watch the comedy.
Yeah.
And you've been on a... Sorry we had a break too, but you were on a surfing safari.
Was it a safari? Yeah, well, I guess it was, but it was an expensive safari, as in, you know, you have someone there to wax your board and put in the water for you, and then...
Is that a euphemism? Or wax the board.
And then you surf, and then you get out, and they've got a fruit platter there for you, and water, and ice water, and then you get back to the resort. And
this was Fiji, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. And, any injuries, or...?
I hurt my abductus longus.
What is that?
It's your groin.
Oh, a groin injury.
I didn't feel like it right in the groin.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've heard the term abductus before. Footballers get strained.
Yeah, they
abductus.
Get a lot of groin industry. Industry. But there is an industry in groin injuries in Australia.
There'd be a groin doctor, wouldn't there?
There'd be a specialist, yeah.
Because they specialise in other bits.
Knees.
But it is called the abductus longus.
Oh, wow.
If you want to use the Latin, I looked it up, and mine didn't look that long, but...
Ooh.
Anyway.
How do you fix that? Just massage and rest or...
Well, yeah, I had to sit there back at the hotel. We shared a room too with my surfing mate.
You and your mate. Where was that?
Well, it was fine. I took the double, the king size, and he took the fold out, the roll, the couch that converts into a double bed.
One room or...
Well, look, it was an expensive resort. And if we both got a room, it was going to cost about... $12,000 or something.
Oh, wow.
So you got
there. Yeah, happy to share.
Happy to share.
I've shared with you before, but we had separate rooms and separate bathrooms, didn't we?
Where did we share?
Brisbane.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we've done it. Yeah, and that's fine because you got your own sort of
area.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I like it though because you see how people really live and you realise how annoying you are and how annoying they are and not annoying. And you realise also what blokes too. You realise, blokes.
Hopeless.
But
also it's pretty lonely if you're in your own room by yourself.
You've said that. I cherish it.
Oh, you like it?
I do like it.
The alone time. Well, you know, I had a surfing injury too.
Oh.
I was boogie boarding with my kids.
Oh, nothing more painful than, were you pushing them?
No, but I was just holding the board.
So you were holding the, you were in that sort of like.
Yeah, and paddling and stuff. And I'm very unfit. And I got a wetsuit for the first time. But then I got shingles.
But what came first?
Well, the surf injury, then the shingles. But the doctor is thinking that injury might have just been the shingles forming.
I don't want to be like a hypochondriac, but I'm sitting quite close to you at the moment. Is it contagious?
No, it's not contagious. It's not contagious.
But I believe it is if you share fluid.
Yes. Yeah. If you rub my if you rub my welts, you could get it.
Really?
Have you had shingles before?
No.
Did you have chicken pox as a child?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you could get it. But no, have a look at them. You can have a look at them. They're covered over.
Where are they?
See them on my chest?
Covered over. Oh, yeah. But I've had things like that on my chest, and it's a sweat rash.
Yeah, I know. But this is not. This is actually shingles.
We're sitting here pulling up our shirts, by the way.
Yeah, in a pub.
In a pub. But there's nobody around.
Oh, look. Is that the music?
One of them. Have it rhyme for shingles.
Shingle. It's a jingle.
Abductus longus.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related, and now please welcome your hosts Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
All right, well, welcome to Somehow Related. My name's Dave O'Neill. Glenn Robbins is here.
Sorry that we had some time away. A couple of reasons. One, I was away, you were away, the producer was away, we didn't have a studio, we wanted to be on air, but unfortunately the planets didn't align.
Yep.
And even now we're doing it in a pub. Which is your pub, you don't live at, really.
Well, I own it, sure.
You own it?
I own the freehold.
You've got a few pubs around the country.
People have actually asked me if I own this pub, because I'm here a bit, but I don't own it.
You want to be an ex-footballer to own it?
Yes. I just do comedy here on Wednesday nights. A Grandview in Fairfield, but And we're doing the podcast here in the lounge. There's no one here apart from us.
So if you can hear traffic in the background,
that's Heidelberg Road.
You can hear plates being washed or whatever. That's the lunch we just had here. If you can hear
Kev painting, there's a guy painting around the corner.
There's are there machines you can play?
There's no pokies here. They've got a license for them, but they can't get any.
There's a TAB here.
It's TAB here.
So you know,
there is some gambling.
So people will wander through randomly. If they do, we'll bring them on.
Yeah, we'll get them on. Yeah. Ask if they know the topics.
Yeah.
Should we get our topics?
Please.
Okay, Sam, what are the topics?
Lemons and the Mafia.
Wow.
Mafia.
Two of my favourite things.
Well, I would put lemons at the top of my...
Flavour tree?
Dessert list.
You'd get a lemon tart over a chocolate ganache or whatever?
Yeah, you get a lemon tart. I'd get a lemon... I think... See, I'm an old-fashioned guy. I love your lemon delicious.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pudding with lemon.
Lemon sago? Remember lemon sago pudding?
Oh,
it's got little lumps.
Yeah, I'm not sure I love that.
No.
Lemon delicious, lemon tart. What else is there?
I love a lemon soft drink or a lemon mineral water.
Oh, so a little
It's like
bit.
A solo, but I like at the top of my taste tree in terms of cola's number one. So, you know,
that's
Coke.
So that can be at the top of your tree, doesn't
but
it?
Lemon's number two.
So wouldn't you break it down to sweet or savoury first?
I'm talking about sweet stuff. I would say lemon is one of my top favourite flavours.
So could you suck a lemon?
I don't reckon. Interesting, I saw in the paper, they had this thing and they asked all famous chefs, if you had to go to a desert island and you could only bring salt, lemon or butter, I think it was, they all chose lemons.
Really?
Yeah, because for the cooking, they reckon they always... I remember a chef saying, if you're always in trouble with your cooking, put another lemon in.
Because I always thought they would just chuck a bit more butter in.
Yeah, and salt.
And salt. But
butter and salt make everything better.
Oil. Always a bit more oil.
Oil. Any kind of... anything like that. Have you got a lemon tree?
Oh, sadly, we didn't... It needs a lot of sun, the lemon tree. And it needs urine, doesn't it?
Yeah, urine.
Is it true?
That's bullshit, but yeah... We've got a lemon tree.
And do you get lemons from it?
Not yet. It's still little.
We've had one for about 6 or 7 years, and it's in a corner, not getting... Poor thing. It really tries hard, and it puts out about one lemon per season, one or two.
I found out we got an almond tree. I didn't know we had one.
What do they look like?
Oh, they're like a stringy-looking thing. That's going to take forever. But when we bought the house we're currently in, there's a fig tree and a... Another, as the builder so eloquently put it, he got two wog fruit trees over here because, you know, they were Greeks that we bought the house off. Wog fruit. So there were figs, and there's another one which is like a fig and that the kids eat. It's like a yellowy, skinny kind of thing. I can't remember what it's called. But I'm hoping the lemon tree, because I love lemons.
See, lemon also is at the top of the cleaning.
Right, as a scent.
Yeah.
Lemon.
You think of washing up liquid. You think
lemon.
Bathroom.
Lemon. Lemon's punching above its weight. I mean, you don't get cola based. You don't get raspberry based.
Yeah.
Detergent.
And you know, as a lemon coloured cashmere, he's a good looking guy around town.
Yeah, right.
A lemon cashmere.
I think lemons are. Often, you know what? I often feel ripped off though when I buy lemons, because you know somewhere someone's just got a stack of lemons in a box.
Well, at the front of
their house.
Did that over the road the other day. Sign.
Free lemons.
Take as many as you want. And I had a builder at the house. I said, do you like lemons? He said, yeah, go over there. Just take some. I gave him the bag, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, he was very happy. But lemon trees seem to explode. They have
Yeah.
I heard something interesting yesterday that plants often flower just before they die. Flower heavily because they're going, I'm out of here, guys, but I want to spread my seed.
Oh.
So I'll go big on the flower and then it'll punch it out there.
What if humans are like that? That's why there's all those rumours of all this sex in nursing homes. I'm about to die. Got to spread my seed.
Oh, right. I had a lemon incident once.
Slipped on a lemon?
No. This one end of the lemon's quite... pointy,
yeah,
isn't it? Anyway, went out for lunch with some people that didn't know them very well, and I figured what work thing or something. And we woman sitting right opposite, like you and I sitting right now, she had the fish as well. And I don't know whether you've noticed, but when my food arrives, I do tend to hunker down.
Oh, yeah.
And don't really look around. Anyway,
that's growing up with two brothers, I reckon. Yeah. I've got three brothers, and my wife always comments, you don't share, you're so focused on your food.
No, so anyway, our fish arrives at the same time as mine.
Yeah.
I'm gone in big time, and I've gone with the lemon on the fish.
Oh, no.
I've gone, bang.
Squeeze.
Without, because you're meant to put a fork in it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you put a fork in it, it doesn't fire. Well, there's a tip. If you put a fork into your lemon, it won't.
I won't squirt.
Won't squirt. Anyway, I've gone the squirt, and I'm just chowing down big time. I nearly finish the fish, and I look up, and her eyes are red. She's weeping. Hadn't touched her fish. I had fired her right in the eyeball.
Oh my God.
To the point that she couldn't eat her fish. So, I ate it. I ate a fish for her. It was really bad. I didn't even know her.
No.
But it wasn't like... Yeah, but it looked like I'd poisoned her.
Yeah, right.
I mean, but lemon in the eye...
Lemon in the eye is bad. I've had lemon in the eye, but not as bad as that. I've had a hint of it because of the acid.
Like when my brother got in the bath and Mum put eucalyptus on there and it got him right in the end of the penis.
Oh... lemons
punching above their weight.
Yeah, we love lemons. We've established that
you can grow them in your backyard. If you could buy stocks in lemons,
mate, you'd buy them. You'd buy them over apricots, over oranges, even lemons. We like the lemon count. There must be a lemon council that just support lemons.
You wouldn't if you had the marketing job. It wouldn't be a hard push, would it?
No,
because we all know it's just.
Whereas if, say, kiwi fruit, you're like, oh, it's, yeah. Or pawpaws.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you do? I manage pawpaw marketing. Oh.
Here's something. If a lemon tree's hanging over, if you're walking down the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see a lemon tree hanging into the street.
Yeah, yeah.
A few doors up from us, they've put a big net over it.
Oh, see, that's not fair.
So you're tempted to get
You can take it, though. If it's hanging over the fence, it's anyone's property, isn't it? When I lived in Footscray, a woman used to walk around with... garden shears and cut stuff off
because it was hanging in the
because it was hanging away.
Yeah,
but she was like a real ninja. Like, because some guy said, one of the neighbors said, someone keeps cutting my rose bush. I said, I've seen her as an old lady walks around with these shears and just snip, snip.
I can't get past it. I must admit, I do notice that I have to bob my head to get under.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fair enough. Now, so
mafia again. Just, what do they say? Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. I think that's from The Godfather, and they said it in The Sopranos. Just when they thought I was... No, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
So is
that's
it
the mafia.
Mafiosa. Mafiosa means, I think, bravado, or it means swagger. It means swagger.
They're Italian. They started in Italy.
Because I was thinking about walks the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got a bit of a swagger.
Have I?
It's a good swagger.
Not a good one.
For the older listeners, I reckon yours is nearly John Wayne-ish.
Oh, John Wayne-ish?
Yeah, I'm not going to hit you.
Oh.
Hell, I'm not.
Yeah, you do see people with swagger. You're right.
Yeah, yours is sort of like you sort of lean into the walk and you... It's not like you're falling forward, but it's a bit of a... And have you got slightly... Your toes...
Probably.
I'm not having a go. It's a character. It's part of your character.
Must be. I've developed it over the years.
Because I think there was a time when swaggers were kind of the thing that people had.
Yeah. Like, well, when you interview rock stars, like rap guys, they've always got a swagger. They just walk in with that.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? What are we doing? Bang.
Yeah.
And some comedians have it too. The late, great Dave Grant used to have a swagger. Remember him?
Did he? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Because he had presence. He'd just walk in. Big guy.
Big.
Like, I think it's all that sort of from that, I don't know, it's Andrew Dice Clay, one of those guys that that kind of Eddie Murphy swagger.
Yeah, presence.
Well, the story about Eddie Murphy that he got out of a limo to go to Saturday Night Live and stepped in dog poo and just left his shoe there. Just went, nah.
Oh, that's cool.
Someone get me some new shoes. Not doing that.
That's cool. So Mafia, did you not? I know Mafia. Mafia, was it Sicily?
Yeah, it's definitely comes from Italy, down the bottom somewhere, down south.
What, 1800, not early, 18, late?
I'm not a mafia expert, but yeah. down, would have started turn of the century, probably before
been
that.
A lot of mafia movies, a lot of mafia TV shows.
What's your favourite one?
Oh, well, what do you reckon?
It would either be
Sopranos or Godfather 2.
Oh, really? Oh, I love Goodfellas.
I like Goodfellas too.
Goodfellas is great.
But it has dated slightly, hasn't it?
Oh, is it?
A little bit.
I was watching something the other night, and just that scene, that series of scenes where he has that really hectic day and they're following him and he's sweating and driving around and he's looking up at helicopters and stuff and he thinks he's paranoid, but he's not paranoid. They actually are following him. Ray Liotta, that's him, isn't it?
Ray Liotta,
And I love The Sopranos.
Sopranos is my favourite.
Yeah.
Gandolfini, what's his name?
James Gandolfini.
James, what a sad loss.
He died in Italy of a heart attack. Mm. Mm. Terrible.
He was sublime. And why? Because he was flawed.
He was also a bit lovable too.
Yeah. So if you can make someone kill someone and you still like them, that is an incredible...
There goes a cement truck, speaking of the mafia. Possibly controlled by the mafia. Because we've got mafia in Australia too. So we can't mention names, but... Some of them, you see some of them at gigs sometimes.
Really?
Very occasionally.
But the name is, the word is tossed around a bit, sure.
Yeah, but when that comedy club used to be in Carlton here in Melbourne, the Carlton crew used to come to the comedy club and sit down
make
the front.
Fun of them. Didn't make-
no, the manager said, don't pick on those guys in the suits down the front. Hey, but they're having a good time. But they were all, that was, Alphonse Gangetone and those guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they used to go. Yeah, they used to hang around there.
Well, lucky you didn't, because...
Your story, mate?
Yeah.
A good mafia joke is good, a good mafia joke. Brad Oakes does a great mafia.
Oh, really?
Horse's head in the bed.
But not, can you...
Can we say it and credit him?
I think he'd
Friend of the show. He said he wakes up because he was insulting the mafia guys, and he wakes up and there's a horse's head in his bed, and his first thought is, oh no, I've eaten a whole horse. Because I used to do a routine about the Wiggles, suing me and me getting into a fight with the Wiggles and waking up and there's a head of a dinosaur in my bed. It's like, oh my God.
What's the other joke? I got really sick the other night. I threw up on the cat and I thought, oh shit, I don't remember eating that.
Oh yeah. That's a good joke. So the mafia, yeah. I don't know what the connection is with lemons. I've no idea.
Well, I know that with the mafia, if you have a wedding, they do everything. Like if they do the linen, they do the music, they do the cars, they do the security, they do the... So they're kind of like, they get into everything so they can launder. So they own everything.
Oh, yeah. You know, there was a McDonald's in Lygon Street in Carlton in the 80s, because I was going to uni then. And the first day they opened, a guy just comes in and goes... G'day, I collect money on the street for a bit of security for you guys.
With McDonald's.
Yeah. And apparently the manager's like, what? What are you talking about? We can't pay that. Anyway, a few windows got smashed and eventually that McDonald's closed.
Because they should have just got the Hamburglar on him. Or Ronald's.
The Hamburglar. The Hamburglar.
He was small, but he was tough.
Do we need thinking music?
I think we do. So what would we have?
Mafia and lemons.
I'm getting an inkling of an answer.
Okay. Let's have a scene from a mafia movie. Which scene?
Jeez, we couldn't have Soprano. Is there a classic Sopranos scene?
Oh, yeah.
Are we allowed to have one of that?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Because I've always said if I ever appeared on your The Debrief, which I won't because I don't do gigs anymore.
We're in negotiation about that. Don't ever say never, all right?
What music would I play? I would play the theme from The Sopranos. Not that we can play it on this show because we don't have copyright.
Yeah.
Whatever it's
got
called.
Got myself a gun.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning.
If you put that on your car and drive around, you just feel like you read it. You can take anybody out that day.
It's a great... Well, let's have a scene from The Sopranos.
Yeah, Sopranos.
Who was your favourite character in The Sopranos?
Of course, Tony.
Soprano. Oh, you like Tony?
Well, who was your favourite?
I think I like Chris. The flawed...
Oh, yeah.
I was just talking about it the other day, that scene where he takes heroin and he's at a carnival and he's hugging a stray dog and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Because I also love Paulie Walnuts too. I liked him as well. I like the wife too.
The wife, great actress. What's her name?
Unbelievable.
Oh, hang on.
Unbelievable.
My favourite character from Roar of the Godfather was Johnny Two Times. Was that, no, that was Goodfellas, Johnny Two Times.
Oh, yeah.
Going to get the peepers. Going to get the peepers.
Yeah.
22 times, I think it was his name.
Oh, I of course liked, what's his name? You know, the little guy who was in My Cousin Vinny.
He's crazy
apparently in real life. Yeah, that actor.
And he did a great sketch in Saturday Night Live where he was trying on rings.
Oh, really?
And he put the ring on, then he'd just start threatening people with the ring on. He'd go, yeah, I like this ring. So that was the sketch, as in...
Yeah. Hang on, Sam. What's the name? Oh, I nearly had it then.
Who, the name of the actress?
Yeah. No, the name of that guy. Sam, what's the name of that actor who was in My Cousin Vinny, Goodfellas?
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah, thanks,
yes.
Sam. Sam, thank you.
The best. What other stuff?
Is he still alive? I guess he would be.
Sam, is he still alive?
Yes, Joe Pesci is still alive. He's 75 years old.
Thanks, Sam.
Hadn't done anything for a while.
Lazy.
Okay, so what scene are we going to go for?
Anything with Joe Pesci from Goodfellas would be fantastic. Anything. Oh no, he's
because that was. I reckon that was one of the first films to use the voiceover. The lead character.
I was kind of scared to this guy. I didn't know what he was going to do, and I just
So you go Goodfellas or Sopranos?
Oh, you love them both, so let's go Goodfellas.
You go Goodfellas.
It wasn't too long before my parents changed their minds about my job at the cab stand.
For your mother and sister, make sure you give them to us.
For them, the cab stand was supposed to be a part-time job, but for me, it was definitely full-time. That's all I wanted to do. You see, people like my father could never understand, but I was a part of something. I belonged. I was treated like a grown-up.
Hey, look, Henry, film 519.
Every day I was learning to score. A dollar here, a dollar there. I was living in a fantasy.
Oh, Ray Liotta. Yeah, Goodfellas, great movie.
I was on a TV show with him, Tonight Live.
What? With Ray Liotta?
Yeah. And I remember when they showed the clip of the movie, he had to look away.
Really?
Couldn't look at himself.
Interesting.
Mm. Mm.
I was watching Kath and Kim the other night. Do you look at yourself on that?
Okay,
or?
I look at myself a lot on that. Okay.
I was on a TV show with Keith Urban. Just saying. Anyway. Keith Urban. All right.
Okay.
He was nice, actually.
Oh, you were on a show with Keith Urban?
I was on Sean McAuliffe's last ever Tonight Show on Channel 9 with Keith Urban and Ricky Martin.
What?
Ole, ole, that guy. You know, like him. She bangs.
Oh, I know.
And I said to him, she bangs. What's that about? Because he kept talking about his girlfriend.
Did you say that on air?
This is before he was out. He kept going, my girlfriend and I, we love it here. We went for a drive down Great Ocean Road, beautiful, my girlfriend and I. And we came back and he'd gone. And I said to Keith on air, do you think he's got a girlfriend? Has that guy seriously got a girlfriend? And Sean's like, oh, come on, David.
So you chat to Keith backstage?
He's nice. That was pre-Nicole. Oh, he's just like this was years ago. He's just like a Queensland guy. He's nice.
Straight up.
He's from bloody Beenleigh. You know, Beenleigh's between Gold Coast and Brisbane.
You'd know.
Yeah.
I know.
I've done a gig at the Beenleigh Tavern.
I know. When we went to the Gold Coast, you drove around like you owned that town.
Oh, man.
You were straight.
There's some great parts of the Gold Coast, and then the central bit's a bit scary.
Absolutely.
All right, so what's your theory? Mafia and lemons.
Okay, here's my theory. That I reckon it started with farmers who were growing lemons. They formed a cartel because they wanted to control the lemon prices. So all the Italian lemon growers got together and said, okay, this is going to be the price. If you don't like it, get out of town. And they threatened some people and they thought, that was good.
I like
good.
This.
Yeah, this is good.
Because they use lemons when they're threatening, squeezing them in their eyes.
Holding people down. So it's got something to do with them joining as a group to control the world via lemons. Then it kicked out into going, okay, let's do a little bit of organised crime and sell some drugs. But that's where they started. What do you think?
Well, I was going to go on a similar path, but now I was joking, but I'm thinking maybe lemons was their first ever weapon. They used lemons somehow as some sort of torture method.
Really?
There's a famous lemon... Well, I don't know. There's a famous lemon torture method where they hold people down and squeeze lemon in their eyes, which would hurt. No, they cut them small with a razor blade.
You know, the worst cut is the paper cut.
Oh.
Paper cut with lemon in it.
Oh.
Tell me where the money is or I'll go paper cut you in the face.
Come on.
Come on.
Should we get the answer?
Please.
Sam.
In the 19th century, there was an explosion in scurvy, and it was discovered that the vitamins in lemons could fix the scurvy. Growing lemons became popular in Sicily, Italy, that lemon growers were getting robbed because lemons were so lucrative. So the growers employed people to protect and watch their trees and enforce the contract they had with the buyers. This helped a loosely associated and disorganized and of businessmen come together and capitalize on the demand for muscle off the back of lemon protection money. If you were growing lemons in Sicily in the late 19th and early 20th century, you were almost certainly dealing with the mafia.
Well,
that's amazing. Lemons.
How close am I?
You are very close.
Ish. I'm close ish.
I'm very far. But also, there's also the connection of scurvy, where they found out that lemons could help cure scurvy.
You just need one little lemon and probably fix it up.
Oh, right? Yeah. Can that fix shingles? That's what I've got.
Put some lemon on the shingles.
Oh, imagine that. Imagine.
Because is it a raw wound?
It is initially, but it is minor, you know, closed up.
Mm,
that is incredible. And so then lemons cause them to... Imagine having the whole lemon crop and guys just getting in and stealing your lemons. Because you hear about... You hear it,
like, they're quite hard to pull off, you know.
I know.
I reckon you need to snip them. You can't just pull them. I remember as a kid, you pull the whole branch down, they wouldn't come down.
And it's not a quiet thing, is it?
No.
You probably go in there at 1 a.m. with your crate. Okay, boys.
Had guards, did they say?
Yeah, they had guards.
So, man, you can see someone there wandering around having a go at your lemons. You just pop him off in the back of the head.
But you know, cattle rustling and some of that is still quite big in Australia too. Like just stealing cattle and...
Wouldn't be hard. So that's where branding comes in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's incredible.
Well, Sam, you've done it again. You've joined up. All these are... You know what these are. You know what somehow related is. I reckon people in Hollywood are listening into this show.
Good movie.
And thinking, great movie.
Great movie.
Called The Lemon.
Yeah, The Lemon. The Lemon.
Called The Lemon Afia. The
Lemon Afia. I wouldn't mind a lemonade right now. Wouldn't mind a lemon drink. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for listening to Somehow Related.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Yeah, and you go and put something on your shingle. Do you put a cream on it or anything on
you
it?
You can put a cream, but they don't advise putting creams on it anymore. That's a bit old-fashioned. But it doesn't irritate anymore, my shingles. What it is nerve
I'm pain. A bit nervous sitting here, though, because I don't think I've had chickenpox or one of those. I'm going to need to keep my distance with you.
No, but don't worry. Oh, yeah, well, like, I had lunch with Hughes the other day. You wouldn't give me an onion ring because I had shingles. It's not fair, is it? You've got shingles.
So hang on. So he reckons that if he gave you an onion ring...
Yeah.
How would you pass your fluid on to him?
Look, that was very early in on my disease, so I would have been possibly contagious, so... But he just had gastro at his house with his kids. So we were both sitting about 6 feet apart from each other.
Well, I got a little stomach thing going on coming back from Fiji.
Oh, really?
But I don't think I'd pass it on to you.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Fiji, you're not meant to get any of the stuff like that. But
was it on the plane? Did it happen on the plane? Or?
Yeah, I think it did.
But did it go into action on the plane?
I'll tell you what we're doing on the plane now. I saw some people doing it, and my friend did it too. Bring wipes. Wipe down the back of the seat.
Really?
Like, what do you call it? Alcohol wipes. You wipe down the tray, the armrests and everything, just because those places are just like cruise ships. They're just like a
petri dish.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting.
So, you know, I don't feel embarrassed to be rubbing things down when... And then we got upgraded, which was nice.
You got upgraded?
Yes.
Is that because of who you are, or...?
Well, yeah. But on the way back... Come on, I don't know.
You got downgraded.
On the way back and going... I don't want to sort of brag about being upgraded. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But I did get upgraded on the way over.
Then that's really rare to get upgraded these days.
Oh, I haven't been upgraded.
I've never been upgraded.
Yeah. On the way back, a guy comes over and goes... And one of the hosts goes, can I get a photo with you? And I said, sure. This is like 3/4 of the way into a 6-hour flight. I had about an hour to go. And I said, yeah, sure. So I have to go up into the business class bit to do the photograph. And then he starts doing a scene from Kath and Kim.
No.
He did.
So like a plane scene or?
Well, no, he just started going, look at me. He's God. Videoing it. Look at me. For a start, Kath never said look at me to Kel.
No.
And for us also.
That's always to Kimmy, isn't it?
It's always to Kimmy.
Yeah.
Or Kimmy and
Brett.
Magda.
Oh, Magda, yeah.
What's her name?
To the girls.
Sharon. To the girls. And also, so if I'm going to drop into character on an aeroplane, I want an upgrade.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I walk back through business class and there are 2 empty seats there.
Ah, see, that's crook. Wish we could do more for you, Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, give me an upgrade.
First world problems, I know, but
still.
Still. Anyway, when we got into business class, we had to re-rub the seats.
Yeah. Surely business class don't have germs.
Well, you get a high end of germ, really. But anyway, I had to re-rub it down, but we laughed at that. And you know,
but you still got something.
Well, look, whenever you go over, your stomach is it just goes out of tune, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know what? Someone told me, eat yogurt, eat local yogurt, because then it's got the whatever in the water.
Well, let me tell you something else.
Yeah,
my tummy, don't like that word. My stomach is prone to play up.
Yeah.
So I started taking probiotics.
Yeah.
And kefir yogurt. Kefir.
Oh, there you go, yogurt. Yeah, yeah,
kefir,
yeah.
Kefir Sutherland.
Yeah, kefir Sutherland yogurt.
Yeah. Here's an ad for him. It made it worse.
Oh,
and I read that the probiotics can actually make your condition worse.
Oh.
So, because you go from like 3 billion to 12 billion or something.
Yeah.
With your probiotics. So I can't take them. And I've stopped taking it, and my stomach's been much better.
Yeah.
Anyway, you don't need to know about my bowel movements. No, but can I just tell you very quickly?
Yeah.
I tried at a Japanese toilet for the first time.
Oh, the squatting toilet?
No, one of those ones that has a hand control.
Yeah.
And anyway, I've got it on my phone. I don't know whether maybe should I play it on the next episode?
Yeah, for sure. Awesome.
It's me using the hand control and getting squirted.
Hey, tune in.
Or maybe not.
No.